So you're saying that maybe you could say that part again about the branches in case it's not on the tape. So that's...
No. Well, they cut branches at the bow of the on the land to get me in the boat to walk on. And I did. And we went to Kai. When we get to Kai, they wouldn't let me go for berries either. Because when we pick berries while we're that way, it gets spotted on our face and black brown stripe like that.
Well, when you're in the boat, do they let you so people can see you, or do they cover you up?
I have that overpack on and a shawl over it, like the way that girl is in the picture. And I look down, I sit down. Just I look at the willow stuff. I look at it. Well, I look at the drink while I was waiting, sitting in the boat. But we cannot look at people, though. They don't let us. They don't let the people look at our face too much. They spoil our complexion. And we never eat fresh animals. It's got to be week old or so many days old. I never eat boiled things either. I didn't even break them back bones. This will that way we'll, our back would get hurt right away if we break bones. That's the way I was. I think me is the last one that's been that way, and my friend used to be Olivia. That Olivia. Well, I've seen lots of them, but not as long as for about a week, then they've never been seen. My daddy was pretty strict about that. He wants me to be like that, so I live long. And that, all that reason. And the lips of our, that's why they keep us like that.
So what did that feel like to you when, after being inside that long and you finally go outside to go on the boat ride, did that feel good?
See, I couldn't hardly walk. That is, after 3 months, I couldn't hardly walk. Couldn't walk. I was going to walk. They tell me at night to walk, but I fell down. Because my legs were weak, got weak. But little by little I started to work in the house. Well, I was told to do this and that in the house while there's nobody around. And that way, yes, I got married. That did happen after I'd been with this doctor. Too bad it didn't happen while I was with them. Then I wouldn't be in the then I wouldn't be. But that's a good experience, though.
Well, that time you said these different men wanted to marry you. You know the one that gave you the trunk and then your daddy gave the trunk back?
Yeah.
Well, do they feel embarrassed or something when somebody's given back a trunk?
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Do people talk?
Yeah. But that's their wisdom. They look for good workers and good shopping, and that no shopping makes sense. Because it's hard these days. That time and sure that if their daughter will have a good home, that will have fresh things to eat. That's what they were looking for, like.
Well, when they told you you were going to get married, were you happy or scared? What did you feel?
When I get married, I was scared. I was 14 years and a half that time. I was kind of scared. That's why I didn't sleep with my husband, right? He was that way too. He didn't care much. But he was a nice man. Well, he was told that too, I guess, his parents. That's the way the old fashion was long time ago. Nowadays it's different.
So was he older than you?
He's 4 years older than me. He was 19 and I was 14 and a half when we got married. And the people that we had a wedding present, this NC company, he worked for them too. They give us everything, kitchen outfit for the wedding, china dishes, everything for the kitchen for the NC.
Well, what was your wedding like?
They had potlatch too. They were married in the church. We had a double wedding. Me and my friend. That David Madras and that Cecilia. You got their picture. They were with us that time. They make potlatch as usual the people do now. No drinks though. No kind of liquor them days.
So what would people do at the potlatch?
Well, they do as they do, pass around the food and eat. And the wedding and the dance. That's the first time I ever dance. Square dance, but I fall down. I fell down maybe because I was nervous and too young, 14 and a half. My forced marriage, that's a long time ago, Stan.
Did you have fun trying to dance?
And I don't know. Maybe that's why I fell down. And I have to wear gloves too, to dance. So, because I wanted to take the boy's hand like this. I was told to be like that because I'm not 1 year old that I become a woman, you know.
Did any other girls have gloves on like that?
No. Not at the time. But me, I wear gloves. They told me to. These old two grandmas told me to. Not to take boys' hands. That's what they're told. Oh my. And not to look at the boys, because your complexion wouldn't be good.
So after the wedding, where did you stay?
In my parents' place. The house was down there that time.
And your husband stayed there too?
Yeah, he has to stay. But we didn't talk to each other much. Just like, we ignore each other because we don't know them days. We don't know how to be with the boys them days like nowadays. Finally, later on, we start to talk to each other. And that's where we get acquainted. About a month after that, I guess. Then he went on the boat. He has to go up on the boat, and I have to be with my parents at the fish camp.
And so when he came back from the boat, where would you stay that first time?
Cayo. In Cayo.
Is that when you got to know each other?
Yeah, we went together to Cayo. And in Cayo, some other place, his parents used to be, and we used to visit his parents. With the dog teams.
Did you find out later you like being married?
Oh, yeah. After I adopted this lady, and I raised my brother too, after this mama's birth. People wanted to take him, adopted him, but my husband told me not to give him away because I don't have no kids. That was 4 years after I got married, 1914. I got my first kid 1919, my own first child, 9 years after I was married.
Okay. Your first child, what was that, your first child's name?
Mabel. Mabel Ismail, but after she was married, she was called Mabel Demaski.
So what was that like when you had your first child? Was that a surprise when you found out you were going to have a baby?
Yeah, I was surprised. No doctor to them days, 9 years after. It was midwife. I didn't know who. A whole doctor was here too, but not in hospital. Doctor Randall, they used to call him. That was way after the good doctors were here. He has a wife. That's the one that raised that. My friend's daughter, Mary. She's outside now. Her daughter.
Well, what kind of things did you have to do so your baby would be healthy when you were pregnant?
Well, this, for my own first child, I ordered little puppies and leg and some other things. I was so proud to get my own baby. And I ordered those things and it came before she was born. So I had everything for her already. Because I understood this because I was with the white people.
Did Native people do that different? Would they order things or make things for the babies?
Well, they didn't know much them days. Them days, hardly people don't know much yet. But just they started to know after the Quintessence. I went to mission school, Catholic mission school. That's where I went to. They used to make little clothes for babies, and the sisters used to give little babies clothes to the people that can't afford less, you know. Teachers, my sisters, teach good teachers. I went as far as fourth grade, that's all. That's all I went to, too, but I didn't go spelling. Arithmetic, geography, history, multiplication book, and hygiene. That's what I went through, but I didn't go through it all though. But hygiene is the one that sure I understood. So I didn't drink or I didn't smoke because it's about liquor and smoking tobacco. And now today I don't even use tobacco. I didn't use it. And I was going to be that way too, but my first husband is the one that started to give me drink. He was not a drinker too either. But my daddy was watching me pretty strict.
Even after you got married?
Even after I got married, even as those kids. He didn't want me to do those things. And then one time he found out that I take drinks. 5 years after my husband giving me drinks, he found out. And one time he's an Indian. Martha, you start to drink? I didn't say nothing. I was scared of him. Still, even I was mad. And if my husband too was kind of scared of him. And this my husband. I don't know how he got that word to say it back to him. He didn't talk and says, that's me, I'm giving him drink. I feed her and I'm taking care of her. And why shouldn't only me I take drinks? I thought to myself, that's me that's giving her the drinks, he told my father. Just like he slapped my father's face. He didn't say nothing. Way after that, he says, in Indian, child, don't over drink yourself if you're going to drink. Tell me. And that's all. That's all he said, because this my husband told him.
So after your husband told him that, did he?
He quit watching. I mean, I used to drink lots, but since he died, 42 he died, I just can't slack on it. And that's my second husband. Gave me drinks too, but he died. So I quit.
See, was that a good life you had with your first husband?
Yeah, that's the life I was happy with since he died.
What's the best thing that you did together?
Yeah. Huh?
What thing did you like best that you would do together?
We traveled around. The best things we used to do was go to the camps, work at the fish, go down to Eagle Island, later with the kids. And we had a widow too with two kids. For 5 years, we support that woman.
Who was that?
She was married to my uncle down the river. Where I was born, he used to belong to there where I was born. And he, on World Trust Days in 1908, they were hauling stuff over. And he got acquainted with a woman over there at Onuka River. So he married her, and the poor uncle died over there. Well, after they had kids, he died over there and he buried over there. They buried him over there. This woman came to the Yukon, because no place to stay over there maybe. And he was related to the people in Yukon, but It was hard time them days, you know, to take care of her with two kids. So I had kids, adopted them two kids. And she came in here and she asked me to, that she got no place to stay with her two kids. So I told my husband, he told me, why don't you keep her so she'll help you around the house. Maybe you got too much to do it. But we were going out snare through them days, us women, to get something to eat, rabbits and all that. And I didn't stay in the house all the time. So I agreed to him. I thought that might be good. So she helped me, I thought. And we kept her 5 years, and after that she got married again. That one boy is living, the one, her son. But the girl died a long time ago.
So
we used to go down to Eagle Island with her, with the two kids. This is how we used to travel the teams. We had two sleds together to move our families around with these two kids, with this one. How we used to do that. We worked half them days with the women.
So what other kind of food would you hunt for when you were out, the women, besides rabbits?
Muskrats and rabbits, that's all, and fish in the fish net. That's about all we were able to do. We cannot hunt and shoot. So. Well, we had 22 too, and we hunt with 22. And whatever we see them little kids, we shoot them, kill them, and bring them home.
You ever shoot big animal?
I killed one bear one time, that's all. Going to fishing it down Eagle Island. That was 1923. And I was like this too.
You were going to have a baby.
Yeah. Celine was her name.
So what happened that time?
We came up for Christmas. We came up for Christmas. We had to come to town for Christmas. Even we go out. No matter how far it is. But we didn't go so far away. Caillou is the place where I actually went to.
Well, that time that you shot the bear, what happened that time?
Nothing.
Was it, well...
The men were out hunting that time. They hunt on the hills that way for bears, as they used to do. When the berries get ripe, real ripe, they used to go for bears. Bear hunt, they're easy to catch for them that way. They catch them while they're eating berries, ripe berries.
Mm-hmm. So was that bear after your fishnet, or did you have to protect yourself?
We were drifting down, three of us, this woman I talk about, and another friend of mine. We were drifting down from where we had our nets. Pretty long ways. And then we saw it. And then I was steering, and I had 22 special. I always had 22 special that time. And I shot at it. And it went in the grass. And there was a boy there with grandma, with us, humans that are, home. So they went back up, these two women. They were strong women. With this boy, and they found it in the grass. It was that I just had it through right here.
Right through the neck, huh?
Through the throat. Yeah. And then they brought it down and we butchered it up on the instruments. And this little kiss I had. I had two girls before that, Mabel and Bertha. And this was Selene that I was carrying.
It's Selena or Charlene?
Selene.
Selene, how do you spell that?
C-E-L-E-N-E.
You want a drink of water?
Okay, please. To trap. For the whole winter with my brother-in-law, Walter Norner. And I was... You better work at the wood now.
Yeah.
And I was pregnant that time. And we went over and then I got sick, pneumonia. That was after Christmas. So I told him to bring me over. I don't want to die out there, I told my husband. Pretty sick, but even at that, he just started taking me over the land, from Unuk River over those hills. My brother-in-law sent a boy with us. I was in the sled, and Berkman and Harold, they were in front of me. Berkman, that's when I took Harold. That was after I took Harold. Well, took us 5 days to get to Kyiv. Before we get to Kyiv, I was in labor. Nobody's in a tent, cold too. But my husband was my labor. And the baby was born at night, 21st of February, 1932. This baby was born. And He was holding me like the way we did to each other. And he told me he was crying. He thought I was going to die too. He don't know what to do. That's my fault anyway. I just want him to take him over. I told him, I don't care if I die with you on the way. And he just do what I tell him. Well, he told me, in native, honey, try to do your best, try to do what you can, what you know how to do before. Well, I was kind of a midwife too, because I've been with doctors. And I had a flannel and few things made, but I had a rabbit skin blanket already made, because to have things ready for the baby, I lined it. Well, I fixed her up. I know how to fix babies, cut the cord, and then she told me, you should baptize her too. It was a girl. And I baptized her too, because I know how to those prayers and I baptized her. And then the next day he told me, let's stay here for the day. I said, no, I want to get to Cayo tonight. It was a day long to Cayo. Well, we just kept on going and I put the babies right, I thought I dressed him well, but it was cold. And around 1 o'clock, sound stopped. She died. I put him between me, but that didn't help because it was too cold. So we get to Cayo and we stop overnight. And there was nobody in Cayo. The old trail we took, that's way down where our camp is. The main trail over the hill. Nobody there, only ours. Well, we stopped there at night. That was in February. Well, my baby was born February the 21st, 1932. That was on that time. I remember those days. And the next day they all came out. We were all down here for Christmas and they stayed that long in town. So as the days were getting longer, they moved to Cayo. And we kept coming down. And the next day we came down. My sister's, that used to be my sister's house, that one-story house, old house. We stopped in there with my sister. And I think that's the end of my stories now.
Well, I was still wanted to get the rest of your children's name then.
Keep them and raise them.
So no adoption papers?
Yeah.
Did that ever make trouble later when there's no adoption papers and they want to know, the government wants to know different things?
Nowadays they start to do that. But them days they never did that in our days.
Well, who was Lucy Peters' mother?
That's the actor, the one I raised daughter. My brother, baby brother.
Who is he married to?
Pauline, just the nurse aide.
Oh.
When I lost her mama, she was little. And I didn't care, like, because I miss her mama so much. But they tell me to keep her, so I kept her. And now she's dependable. And then she's married, and then my grandson, Melvin. That was in here. But they have to be in their own place. They cannot be with me all the time. Lucy's kid.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where we went with them.
What did you do that time in Inoko? You went to trap?
Trapping? That's where they used to catch more fur than around here. That's why they used to go to Inoko River.
Did a lot of people go to Inoko River?
Those that can't afford to go that far with the boats.
Is that why Inoko River people came here? They married other... Because it seems like some people from Inoko River came to Nulato too.
To the Yukon and married. Mary, putting in most of the Yukon people down to, up from Caltech down. Long time ago.
That's something else I wondered about. Unalakleet, did people used to come from here to Unalakleet?
Yeah.
Unalakleet people here?
Long time ago, but I don't think there's any people of that place left around here, I don't think. No, not that.
You know anybody related to Unalakleet that's here, around here?
Yeah, that's Krista. Sister was out there. He's not from out there, but his sister was out there. And of course, they used to call her Mary Sinrock. That's Krista's sister, but they belong to Yukon.
Oh.
But she gets acquainted with some fellow out there and married, I think. I don't know.
Was that sister to Anna Stickman too?
Yeah, yeah.
All three are sisters.
Yeah. Anna Stickman is their sister too.
Was she from the coast?
No.
From Unalakleet, from
no.
Here?
Yeah, from around down here someplace.
So
I knew they had a home at 6 miles when I first wake up like. That's what I told you about too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Sinrock Mary, she went over to the coast.
Yeah.
Did she used to have something to do with reindeer?
Yes, yeah, she had a reindeer. Because I think this man had a reindeer, I think. That's how come she moved over to the coast. Mm-hmm. She was over to the coast.
Did you know her? You ever meet her?
I seen her.
I hear stories. She was a big woman, huh?
Yeah, big fat woman, just like Krista. He's her brother.
Oh, he was big like that too.
Yeah. Fat.
Did you ever go to Unalakleet?
I've been there once. In 1928, with a team.
What was that trip like? How did you go?
What?
You went with dogs?
Yeah, huh? Made a trailer. So made a car trailer.
So what did you go for?
Well, took a few things like seal oil and some things, boots and skins. We bought boots.
What kind of boots is that?
White fur boots. That's what they used to call Siberian boots. We bought 2 pairs of that.
That was good boots?
Yeah, fancy boots. The best looking boots they ever have. Siberian boots. Short boots, but it's fancy around.
So you wear that for fancy things?
We didn't use it. We bought them and I gave it to my brother-in-law. One to Joe Stickman and one to Walter. And I made the same pair like it. I copied it for my husband because I didn't get nothing
for it. Husband, that time did you go over there with your husband?
Yeah.
Gee, you must have had a bunch of kids.
Berkman was 1 year old at that time, and only Berkman we took. The rest I left them home, but I had somebody took care of them, my daddy and his wife, his second wife, took care of my kids.
So you remember that trail going over there?
Yeah, mail trail. And there's a house out there in the middle of the port. It's like where they call Old Woman Mountain, where the GIs used to be, Soldiers Telegraph Office. I seen that too.
Is there a story about that Old Woman Mountain?
I don't know, but that's the way they used to call it. That's through the port. They used to call it in Indian Sistiga and white man away Old Woman Mountain, they call it. From there out to the course, it's just nothing but nigger heads out to Union City. And the trail was just like, we went in March, when the days was long.
That was a good trail then?
Yeah, good trail. Lots of us went out. Lots of families. There was Mrs. Stickman and Reuben and his wife and me. My husband was Peter. And some other people from Caltech who went with us.
So you all traveled together?
Yeah. Nice. When we have campfire and eat lunch, dinner. So beautiful.
When you have dinner, would you all cook together?
We carry lunch. We make tea. We have our own stuff, what we carry. We sure enjoyed it. I sure enjoyed that traveling them days.
So where would you stay in Unalakleet when you got there? Where did you stay?
To a couple's house. They picked us up, you know, as they were coming. They know they were coming to visit. That was for conference. They have conference every year them that time.
What kind of conference is that?
They gather up there in one place and just like they play. They preach to missionaries, not Catholics though. They call them the missionaries. What they call them? They used to call them Protestant. Them days. They gather, and the people gather about them to have conference. They call it conference. They sing their own way, them Eskimos, and they pray and they preach. They go to confession in front of everybody. Well, that's the way they used to be long time ago. But nowadays they've changed. I hear.
So did people from Caltech used to go to that every year?
Yeah, mostly because they're close. Yeah, they used to go over mostly more these people up this way because they're close to the coast. They're the end of the borders.
How did he die?
PB.
From TB.
Yeah, he hurt himself. Mm. He was a hard worker. He didn't care what he doing. He lived up a log and he was that way for 5 years. He did that in 1937 after they get through with this field, airplane field. He was the boss. He used to be the boss of this airplane field when it was going to put up. And he's been sick for 5 years, it would be. I used to travel down to Eagle Island with him too. Used to call him down, but I used to hire somebody to help us with the kids. Yeah, we didn't like the travels.
It must have been hard times then, huh?
They just to catch first like that. In springtime too, for the beaver. That's the time they start to buy beaver.
So they never bought beaver before that?
No.
So what?
They used to kill them for the Eskimos, for the cows. That's where they used to get them fancy parties them women have. You've seen the picture of it. That's how they got those parties. For beaver skin. Well, as far as I know, they used to go to Unalakleet to buy them. I don't know what they do with the better skins and coast people. Maybe they sell it to someplace, Arctic, someplace like that. Maybe. Well, that's as far as I know anyway.